Today's daf is daf mem ches. So let's begin the very bottom of mem zayin amud beis, two lines up,
seven.
Two dots. The Gemara says, Yochanan Kohen Gadol heavier hodias ha ma'aser. So the Mishnah told us a number of different things that they had changed because of the generations had been a big decline. So one of the things that Yochanan had done was that he removed the vidui ma'aser. That was one of the things the Mishnah listed. So Gemara says, the very last line, my time, what was the reason for him doing this? Why did he remove the requirement of saying Meiser, Vida Meiser? So Amar Yosi Bar Bichanina, Lefi She'ein, Nos No So, Kitikuno. Because the people were not doing the right thing. They were not doing giving the Meiser the way they were supposed to. The Rachman Amar Di Yahavi Levim. The Torah tells us to give Meiser to Levim. V'anan Ka Yahavinu L'Kanim. And we, however, give it to the Kanim. As Rashi tells us on the very top of Mem Ches Amun Aleph, that Ezra made a penalty. The penalty was because Levim were not coming back from Bavel. So as a result, he penalized them. Those Levim are not going to receive mice anymore. They're going to give them to the Kohanim instead. The Chavan says, Rashi, nosin kisiknan. Since we're not doing the right way, that's supposed to be done in the Torah. One of the psukim that we recite as part of Vida Meiser is that we gave to Levim, but we talk we didn't give to Levim. We've been giving to the Kohanim, so therefore he had to remove the Vida Meiser. Says the Gemara further now, Velo de Ashar Meisos. So at least say on the rest of the Meiser, there's a whole thing and statement that's being said. So why are we removing it from all Meiser? Just remove from Meiser Rishon that we don't give to the Levi, but Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani, which we are doing properly. Meiser Sheni is brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Meiser Ani is given to the Anim. Those are really being kept lahalacha. So at least say Vida Meiser when it comes to those. So, says the Gemara, Amar Rish Lakish kol bai she'ein mizvada al Meiser Rishon, shuv ein mizvada al shar Meisos. Rish Lakish has this klal, that if you're not going to be misvade on Meiser Rishon, which goes to Levi, then for some reason you can't be misvade on any of the other Meisos. My time asking, where, why, what's the difference? Aren't they three different Meisos? Why should one impact the other? So Amar Abaye explains, hold Pasach Ba'akas of Tchila, because since the Torah first mentions Meiser Rishon and then talks about the other Meisos, tells the Meiser Rishon is the Iker. If you're doing Vidoy Meiser Rishon, you could do Vidoy on the other Meisos. If you're not doing Vidoy on Meiser Rishon, then you cannot do Vidoy on the other Meisos. Michlau, it must be, the implication is that Dafushe Havim Bafashe, that they would separate, meaning what's the Kasha here? So would they really take Meiser? They were Mafresh Meiser during the times Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the Hatani, doesn't the Brisa tell us that Afhu Bittel Esavidoi Vigazer Al Hadamai, that he was Mevatel the Vidoi Meiser, and he was Gozer on Demai, that a person gets a Suffolk fruit from a farmer and he's not sure if Meiser was taken, you have to take Meiser just in case the farmer didn't take Meiser on his own. The fi sheshalach b'chol gvul yisrael, he sent messengers out and had a whole census taken. The run came out, he saw she'ein mafrishin ela tshuma gedola b'vad, that the farmers were only separating tshuma gedola and giving the tshuma gedola to the kohanim because there's a chiyav misa for eating something that tshuma has not been taken. U'meiser rishon, when it came to those separations, Miktsasan Masrin, Miktsasan Eni Masrin, some were separating Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni, and some were not. And since it was a Safek, when it came to the Meiser, he required the ones buying it, the buyers, to be Mafresh Rishon, Mafresh Sheni. So we see during the time of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, they were not being Mafresh entirely, at least, Meiser Rishon. So he's Amar Lehu, he says further, Bini, Bo. So he says, my children, go, come, v'omer lachem, and he says to say to you, k'shem she'tshuma gedola yesh ben avon misa, kach shumas meiser, v'tevel yesh ben avon misa. So he said, he wanted to inform them that you should know that it's not only tshuma gedola that has a punishment of misa, but also meiser rishon, and the meiser tshuma gedola, the tshumas meiser rather, also has a chi avon misa. So as a result, Amad v'hiskin lahem, he told people following halacha, talokeach peros me'am haaretz, anyone who buys food from an am haaretz, mafresh me'am ma'aser rishon, that you're dealing with a suffolk misa here. You don't know if he took it or not. So you have to be mafresh ma'aser rishon, and ma'aser sheni, and then ma'aser rishon, mafresh me'am ma'aser, and then from the Ma'aser Rishon that he would separate the purchaser. He would then have to separate from the Ma'aser Rishon a Trumas Ma'aser. I'll explain what all these things are in a second. But no Sula Kohen. And then Ma'aser Sheni Olo V'Ochel Bishlam. The Ma'aser Sheni would give, bring to Yishlam to eat it. U'Ma'aser Rishon Ma'aser Ani Hamoti Mechaveh Lavarai. That he's able to keep. Let me just go through, let me just recap all the different hafrashas the person has to take. In general, the person who grows fruit, he has to first take Shuma Gedola. Shuma Gedola is 1/40, 1/50, 1/60. Those are the measurements you have to give to the Kohen. After that, you take Ma'aser Rishon, which is 1/10 of the remaining. You give the Ma'aser to a Levi. And then the next Ma'aser you take is either Ma'aser Ani or Ma'aser Sheni, depending on the year. Ma'aser Ani goes to the Ani. Ma'aser Sheni, you take to Yerushalayim to eat in Yerushalayim. Now, what happened here, that the farmers were taking Shuma Gedola. So when I buy the fruit, I know for sure Truma Gedola was given to the Kohen. I skipped one step, sorry. When the Levi receives a Ma'aser Rishon, that 1/10, of that he takes a 1/10 of that, which is called Trumas Ma'aser, to Truma of the Ma'aser he receives, and he gives that to the Kohen. So now I go and buy grapes from the supermarket. I could safely assume that Truma Gedola was taken, don't have to be concerned with that. But there's a suffix where the other things were taken. So I therefore have to take Ma'aser Rishon to separate it, but I get to keep it. Because there's two stages in Hafrasha. There's one is separating it, so there's no longer an Isser. And the second thing is who owns a Ma'aser Rishon. So if I eat a Levi's, I'm a Levi, but if let's say I weren't a Levi, I would eat a Ma'aser Rishon's, a Levi's Ma'aser Rishon, I would only get a Isser Gizela, stealing. But there's no Isser Misa anymore once it's been separated. So I separate the Ma'aser Rishon, but I get the Kippa now, because Suffolk Isser L'chomer, I need to separate it to remove the Isser. But Suffolk Mammon, who owns it, the Levi has to prove that he owns it. So I get to keep the Ma'aser Rishon because it's possible that the farmer really took Ma'aser Rishon and there's no Chiv in the first place. So in terms of the Hafrasha, I need to take it because it's perhaps an Isser. In terms of the Bailis, I get to keep it because that's Safik Mamon, Hamotzi Chaveir Olav Haraya. So too with the Ma'aser Ani, I separate Ma'aser Ani so there's no Isser, but I get to keep the Ma'aser Ani because the Ani would have to prove to me that he owns it, not me, because it's a Safik. But when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, I would eat it anyway, so I'd just take it to Yerushalayim to eat it, even though it's only a suffix. So anyways, we see this was the analysis of the consensus that they found out from checking all the farmers. But we see from all this, though, that people were talking not taking Ma'aser during the times of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. So why would he make a takana to give it to the Levim, that since they're giving it to the Levim, and not to Kohanim, there's no longer Vida Ma'aser. No one's doing Ma'aser anyways in the first place. So he says, the Gemara answers, Tarti Tikkun. There are two stages that he was misakin. Bitul Vidur de Chaverim. I mean, Bitul.
Even if you're the Chachamim would just not, even if they would give, they wouldn't do Bitul.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Meaning not divine, their own.
Their own. Their own. They're giving their own first.
They're not buying Dvai, they just.
A real Ma'aser Rishon.
Yeah.
They would take Ma'aser Rishon as a Chiv, but since they would not give Levim anymore, they would give to the Kohanim, there's no longer Vidur Ma'aser. And then the second Tekana that Yochanan Kohen Gadol made was, V'gazer al Dmai Shel Amaretz. He made a Gzeret, since he found out that people were not being Mafresh Ma'aser and on, he was a Misakin, secondly, that you should take Ma'aser in any Dmai, anything you buy from the marketplace. Okay, now the next part of the Gemara, the two dots tells us, Afu Bittel Es HaMe'orim. He's also Mevatel the Me'orim. What was the Me'orim? Was that referring to the Me'sota?
That's what the Gemara.
Gemara wants to know, my Me'orim, what does it mean? Me'orim, literally, Me'orim means to the ones who are inciting. So Amar Achba, B'chol Yom V'yom Shayu Omdim Levim Al Duchen. Every day, when Levim would be standing on this platform in the Beis HaMikdash. V'omer, then they would say, Ura Lama Tishan Hashem. Wake up, why are you sleeping, Hashem? So Amar Lehen, he says to them, V'chiyei sheinu lefnei amakom, is there such a thing as sleep? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sleeps? Doesn't make any sense. Halok far nemar, doesn't it say, Hinei lo yonim v'lo yishon? We say, Shomer Yisrael. He doesn't sleep, he doesn't slumber, he's always watching over us. So how could there be Tishan Hashem? So Elo bizman she Yisrael shurin b'tzar, when Klai Yisrael is in pain, V'ov t'chachavim b'nachas v'shalvan, the goyim are in peace and serenity. So when that's the case, things seem to be flipped upside down. We say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please wake up. We're being ignored. We're going through tsar, and the goyim are going through such comfort. So it's not obviously meant to be sleep.
So what does he mean? He got rid of the pot. What did he do?
I think it just simply means the fact that the results, it seems like Hashem is sleeping. There's no, it's not really sleep. It's just it's a form of tefillatim, a request, an extreme form.
You know, he took out the pasuk from Duchan. That's what he did.
Oh, so I'm saying that's what I was referring to, but okay, so that's what he's mevatel. He took that, I guess, because the waker uppers, the alarms, because he just felt that was inappropriate.
They wouldn't say this pasuk anymore.
Uh huh. Okay. Then it says Esan Nokfin. So my Nokfin, what does it mean Nokfin? So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shehayu Misartin Leegel Bein Karnav Kidei Sheipa Budam Beinav. So they used to comb, scrape the head of the calf of a carbon between the horns in order to get the blood to start spilling down over the face, and the animal won't be able to see, and then makes it much easier to shech the animal. He's almost blind from the blood coming down his face. It's not so much a struggle anymore. So that's what they used to do. So Asa'ihu, he came along in Batel, Mishum Demechse Kiyamumah. It seems like a mum. It seems like you're cutting a shechting animal that's bleeding already, even though it's not really a mum. There's no real problem. But since it appears like a mum,
meaning they would make him bleed.
Yeah, they make the eagle bleed. They'd scrape his head. Blood would come down in the eyes. Wouldn't be able to see. And be a little flustered. Much easier to shecht an animal when it's not balanced well. But they felt it looked like a mum. So therefore, they were mevata such a practice. In the Braisa Tana, she choved to nosel b'makelos. They would whack the animal. Hit the animal with sticks. Kederach shows in also lefnei avodah chacham, the way they would do this in front of avodah zara. Amalhem, he says, Amasai atay me'achal nevelas l'mezbeach. Up until what point are you going to continue to give nevela? You're injuring the animal. You're killing the animal. And you're not really shechting the animal. Hashachal, what do you mean? How could it be neziros? That's right, nevelas. Hashachal, it's not nevela. Nevela is when an animal dies without a shechita. This can't a shechita. Ela trefos. Now how could you feed a trefa to the mizbeach? Because shema nikav kar mashamach. When you hit the animal, perhaps you punctured a membrane in the brain. You caused it to be a mum, and it's a trefa. Amud v'hiskin lahem tabalas b'karka. So that's when they instituted that there should be these rings. What?
I didn't know that started then.
So there were 24 tabalas in the northern part where they shecht it. So that was because of this, the impetus was this practice they used to have.
Very interesting. So this is Yochanan Kohen Gadol, right? He was when, do you know?
I don't know when. Yeah, then the Gemara says, "Kidamran." No, wrong place. Sorry. Up until his days, there was a hammer. There was hammers. There was work, construction taking place in Yerushalayim. Bechol shemoid. So, firstly, the Gemara. What do you mean? It wasn't construction. What's a chiddush to say there was construction? What he means to say bechol moed. Even in chol moed, they had permitted there to be work during in Yerushalayim during chol moed. Even though there's an isser malacha, that was permitted. The Gemara doesn't tell us why. But that's what's being said here.
It says, "Shad yamav nagu hanefachim lehakot bepatish bechol amot letzorich davar haaved."
It's like Mars Ayin. They saw work going on. People didn't know it was davar haaved, and apparently, since in Yerushalayim the sound carried very far, they didn't want to give people the impression that it was they were working even shelo b'davar haaved. So mizvatel any work during Yerushalayim. Then the last line says, right before the new Mishnah, Kol yom av lohi adam tzarech lishol al demai. No one needed to ask a shayla on demai, kidamran. What does it mean no one had to ask on the demai?
Meaning that since he made the takana that each one had to do their own prasha additional, then they wouldn't ask because they would have to do it anyway.
Ah, they do it. There's no need for asking. No embarrassment. Everyone just assume take meiser.
Right.
Everything has a status of demar. Okay. The new Mishnah tells us now the four wild lines down. Very interesting Mishnah. Mishnah Batla Sanhedrin, when Sanhedrin was batel hashir mi beis hamishkan. There's no longer singing aloud in parties. There's a big halacha. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, b'shir lo yishu yayin. In singing, you shouldn't drink wine. And part of the halachas brought down in Ramah is when a person's drinking wine, he shouldn't have clay zemer as well. Mishemesu nevim harishonim, when the first earlier prophets had died, batlu urum v'tumim, the urum v'tumim had lost its ability to function. Mishachar beis hamikdash batl hashamir, when the beis hamikdash was destroyed, the shamir, the worm that used to cut through the stones, was batl, was lost. The Gemara in Gittin tells us how Shlomo Melech found the shamir. for nofes tofim, right, the Gemara will explain what this means. Upasku anshe amana, Yisrael. People, Rashi says, anshe amana, this is in the left column of Rashi, four narrow lines down, he says, anshe amana, botchim b'kadosh baruch hu, people who used to trust in Hashem, v'somchin alav, lasas tov, ein dogin l'cheson. They just trust in Hashem, not worry. We lost that. People like that were batel, no longer existed. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in the Mishnah, Hoshias Hashem ki gamar chasid. Hashem saves because of the chesed that's being done. And the continuation of the pasuk says, ki pasu emunim mibnei adam. When people trust in Hashem, the emuna, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to save them. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer heyed Rabbi Yeshua. Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, the day that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, ain Yom Shein Bo Klala. There was no day that did not have a klala. Every single day had some klala, whatever that means. We'll see in the Gemara. V'lo yared ha-tal lebracha, the tal did not fall, the dew did not fall for bracha. V'nita tam ha-peros, the delicious fruit was taken, the taste of fruit was taken. V'yosi omer af nital shuman ha-peros, the fat, the juices, the oil of the fruits was taken. It became much skinnier, not as juicy fruit. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer hatara nutla es hareach hamaisros. So what does that mean? The tara took the taste, the smell rather. The tara nutla es hareach. Right. So the tara, the fact that people were no longer keeping tara properly, that took the smell. And the maisros, the bitul maisros, nutla es hashuman, that took away the fat. And hadagon, shuman hadagon, the fat of the dagon. And then the chacham omrim has znus v'akshafim kilos akol. Everything was ruined by znus and by witchcraft. That's why everything was taken away. I once heard in the name of Ashur that he says the reason why we have all these issues of bugs in fruit nowadays, everyone asks, why didn't we, was it suddenly a new thing? We have these better ways of looking at bugs. Now they never had an issue before of all these bugs. He said as the gullus got worse and worse, as part of the Mishnah is we lost the ability to eat stam fruits now. It says the juiciness of the fruits were taken. He says now that even just regular fruits were taken and infested with bugs as part of the very extended gullus we find ourselves in now. So the Gemara says now, Mimai Mishid Batla Sanhedra Ksiv. So the Gemara wants to know, so from with what was the Batla Sanhedra? What is it referred to when the Sanhedra was Batla? So Gemara explains, Amar Huna Bered of Yeshua, Damarka, the Pasuk says, Zikenim Mishar Shifto, Bachim Niginasam. So the elders of the gate, where they'd sit at the gate, the Bachim, the younger men, Niginasam, would stop singing. So when the Zikenim left, the Makam Sanhedrin, that's when the singing stopped. And that's the explanation of the Mishnah, Mishab Batla Sanhedrin, Batla Hashir. Comes along Amar Rav. Rav says, Odna the Shemaya Uzimra, an ear, Odna, Lashon Odin is a Zion, Ozen rather. You switch a dal with a Zion, it's an Ozen, the ear, the Shema Zimra, an ear that hears music. Taker should be uprooted, you should get rid of such an ear, because it's an Isser to listen to music nowadays. So Amar Rav says, Zimra bebeis achur beseifa. If there's music going on in a house, it will result in destruction. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Kol Yeshorer Bechalon Chere Basaf. If there's sound of music in a window, in the end, they will have destruction. Ki arza'ara. Like arza'ara. I'm not sure arza'ara means. So ask them the same question. My ki arza'ara. What does it mean? It's going to be destroyed like arza'ara. Rabbi Yitzchak, base hamesuvach barazim irhu. So a house that seems to be overgrown by cedar trees, that's a reference to. What's the question here?
This Sheharei Shenevi Amar Shebait Habanui Me'arazim Harei Huke'ir Ve'eino Noach Lehicharev.
It says it's not easily destroyed. The project seems to say it's going to be destroyed quickly, like Arza'ara. So, a house built of cedar is going to be easily destroyed? No, cedar is great wood. It doesn't get destroyed easily. Ela Afilu Bayis HaMetzuvach Barazim Misroa. No, even though a house might be built very strong and very, very sound, still it's going to be destroyed by the singing of songs. Amar Ravashi says, Shema Aminah, we learn from all of this, Ki Maschil churva b'seifa maschil. When destruction begins, it begins from the end. Shenemar cher basaf. The destruction will begin at the end. I don't know what it means at the end.
B'sipa. B'sipa. Hu matchil mi maftan habayit o mi ptacha.
The psicha of the house. The opening of the house. Right. Okay. V'bayi same. Alternatively, it says, Mehach, we learn that idea from here, that Ushia yukas shar. So she's lashon of mishtar, singing, drinking, and singing with wine. Yukas will hit. You'll remove. You'll destroy the gate. So the same idea, just learned from a different pasuk, that singing klei zemer will destroy a house. Amar bar Ravashi ledidi chazilei umneach gach kisara. I saw it, and it gored like an ox. What exactly did he see?
Shed bebayit natush. He saw a shade in a.
I saw the shade who was doing this, and that shade had the image of a shore. It gored the house. It destroyed the house like an ox. So Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says Zimra dinagde. Says is Zimna the Dagni, Rashi tells us, is Moshe Svinos Bechevel. A person is pulling boats with a rope. Shari, you're permitted to sing. Shena Ella Lizarzim Biblachtan. If you listen to music to inspire you, to get you to work better, so that would be okay. U Divak Bakre is Rashi says, the Bakre Shemizamrin Beshav Shechorshin. You play music while they're plowing the land. Veino Ella Lachavin is the Shvarm. It's only there to keep the oxen in line, the salmehem, in the line that they're supposed to go down, the burrows, shalchin lekol ashir she'arvelem. The animals like the music, so they listen to music and they walk in, they go back and forth in land and in proper rows. That's permitted, shari, says the Gemara. Degardai, but if it's degardai, Rashi says, ein ela lischok, if it's only to play, to dance, to have fun, that would be aser. Rav Huna, batel zimra. So Rav Huna is mevatel zimra. Rashi says, "Batal zimra gazal doro shalo yizamu beveisam beveis mishtas." He was gozer not to sing any music in houses or in any parties. Kam meya avze bezuze. So 100. What avze is referring to? Geese. Right. The price of a goose. Now we're talking about people singing. Geese, right? Yeah. So 100 geese would cost 1 zuz, which is a very great price. It was very cheap. There wasn't much of a demand.
There was no demand.
Umeh sechita and 100 seah of wheat is also very cheap because there wasn't much of a demand. No one was making any parties. V'lo yibai. And you couldn't find anyone who needed them.
They weren't buying.
Also, Rav Chista zilzei bei. So came Rav Chista. He was mezalzel with his gzera. He didn't really care so much. And Bittel. And then there, and people started allowing for parties and singing. And people wanted to find one goose for one that couldn't be found because the demand skyrocketed and the price skyrocketed along with it. So Amar of Yosef, Yosef explains Zimra Gavre. So if the men are singing, Vani Nashi, women are responding, then Nashi Pritusa, the women, that's Pritusa rather. Zimri Nashi, women are the singing. Vani Gavre, and the men are responding, Kesh Benu Ras. So that's going to be like a fire in hay. I mean, a bad thing. Preaches is bad, but Esh Kenu Ras is going to be, it's going to burn probably this Esh of Yetzirah up. We're burning inside. Rashi says, Kesh Benu Ras, Lefi Shehaune Mate Ozna Lishma Asad Mizamer. The person answering has to pay attention to the music. Lanos Achrav to respond to the music he hears. V'nimsu anashim nosin libam l'kol anashim. They're paying attention to the voices of the women. V'kol b'isha erva, the Gemara Brachos tells us. K'dichsiv mashminu es kolecha. U'mavir es yitzro k'esh menuras. It's going to burn a yitzar, a strong yitzar inside of him. And we know yitzar is referred to as fire, particularly as it relates to erva. Aval badev hitzimre gav. If the men are the ones singing, v'anin anashim, and the women are only responding, then it's only k'tas pritus yesh. The kol b'isha erva v'al einu mavir yitzro kol kach shein mezamin matin azam l'kol ha'onim. The men are really singing, and the women are just responding, whatever the response would be, the harmony, let's say. So the men are not paying so much attention to the women. They're the ones that are singing Be'ikar. So they're going to hear Kolisha, but it's not going to be as strong. But if the women are singing the main part, and the men are listening for their cue, then they're paying close attention to the women. That's going to be Esh Benuras. That's going to be a very fiery, strong, powerful Yetzer Hara. Mara says, Lamai Nafkamino. What's Nafkamino? Either way, it's bad whether the women are singing first or the men are singing first. If there's going to be this back and forth, this dialogue of singing, it's a problem. Gemara says, Livtule Homakami Hame. So Rashi explains the very bottom left, Livtule Homakami Hai, Im Ein Shomim Lanu Livatel Eshnem, Naktim Livatel Ezesh, Hu Keshim Bunuras. Let's say the Tzibur won't listen to both. You give two Gzeres, they're not going to listen to two Gzeres. So you have to pick which one you're going to go first, which is going to be the more serious one. So the advice is, of the Gemara is, get rid of the ones where the women are the Iker singers and the men are listening to respond. That's going to be a much stronger Yitzhara than the other way around. Now they're both wrong, but we see from here, sometimes there's certain situations, certain communities that you're not able to move out to everything. They're not going to listen to you, Taka. You have to really pick your battle sometimes. So that's the advice the Gemara gives us. Not to say it's okay to listen to women singing ever, but sometimes you have to know your community how to pick your battles. Gemara now says, six lines from the bottom, Amar Rabbi Yochanan kol ashose barba mine zemer. Person who drinks with accompanied by four different instruments, maybe chamesh peranis leolam, is going to bring five different punishments to the world. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Habe mashkime baboker, sheikhar. The person is going to drink early in the morning. Hoi mashkime baboker sheikha yudofu. Those who are early risers who will chase after beer or drinks, me'achre vaneshev yain yalikem. Afterwards, they're going to be the wine will be burnt. Vayak kinor vinevel tof echalil, different instruments, harp, flute, a drum, v'yain mishtem, and the drinking wine at the same time. Vespo Hashem lo yabitu, and they will not see the work of Hashem. So you see here that four instruments are mentioned. So fine. Umak siv acher. What's written after this pasuk? Lachein gala ami mibli das. Therefore, they're going to be gormin galus elm. They're going to cause galus to the world. Uchvoda misay rav shemivin rav elm. They're going to bring a famine to this world. V'hamona tzechet sama shegormin latorah shetish takach milom deha. That the Torah is going to be forgotten from those who learn it. Vayishach adam vayishpal ish shigarmim shiflus lesonei shakadosh baruch hu. They're going to bring shiflus to the enemies of Hashem. So what's the punishment there? It's a euphemism. It's referring to it's going to be shiflus to Hashem. There's going to be a weakening of Hashem, whatever that means. Vein ish ela kadosh baruch hu, right? Shenemar Hashem ish milchama. Hashem will be weakened somehow. And the fifth one is Eine Gavam Tishpalena, Shigarim Shifla Shal Yisrael, and Klai Yisrael also will be humbled in a bad way and lowered. Umak Sad Acher, what does it say after all of this? Lachain Hechivu Shal Nafsha. The depth of their nefesh will be widened. Upara Pia Libli Chok, and their mouth will be exposed to no end. The yard hadara v'amonis tona v'alayz ba, and the beauty of Yishlayim will be alayzim will be made fun of.
Yeah, v'chol ha'alizim sheba, klamar sheliachar shehem hiviu leolam et ha'puraniyot ha'amurot le'el sofo sheiplu begehinam.
Okay, so a lot of bad going on for people who are drinking and singing with instruments at the same time. Allah, this is a big discussion, if you're allowed to, how does that work exactly? Weddings and whatnot. Okay.
If you're allowed to what, I'm sorry?
Listen to instruments, music, and while drinking wine, if it's not a Suda's mitzvah. Just stam. Okay, the Gemara says, three lines from the top, when the early Rishonim had died, the Mishnah had told us that the Umritumim was batal. So man Nevi'im Rishonim. Who are the Nevi'im Rishonim? I would have said refers to Yeshua and Shmuel and Melachim, like we call the Nevi'im Rishonim in the Tanakh. Some of Huna Zed, David and Shmuel, like we just said, David, Shmuel, and Shlomo. Those were the first Nevi'im. When they were bought, when they no longer existed, the Urim and Tumim had lost its ability to function. Rav Nachman Amar B'Mei David Zimnan Salik Zimnan Lo Salik. During the times of David himself, sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't work. Sharei Shal Tzadok, Tzadok had asked, Vasalo, and he was responded correctly. Shal Ev Yasar, Yasar had asked, Vasalo, but he was not responded to. Shenemar, Vayal Ev Yasar, and Ev Yasar went up, and he lost the kahuna. Look at Rashi. You see the Rashi says on the top right, Zimnin Salak Pamim Olim Biyadam Shenanim V'Pamim Shlo Ala Biyadam. Sometimes they were answered during the times of David, and sometimes they weren't answered during the times of David. Sherei Kishabarach David Mipnei Avshalom, and David was running away from his son Avshalom. Yotzam Yishlaim Shal, he would left Yishlaim, and Shal Yitzadak Bur Metumim V'Asalo Kishashivu. And he was responded correctly. V'Shal Ev Yasar V'Lo Asalo. But when Ev Yasar had asked, he was not responded to. Shenemar V'Yal Ev Yasar. What does that mean, V'Yal Ev Yasar? Shenistalik Minakuna Mipnei Shalom Nena Bur Metumim. He was taken above, he was removed from the post of Kohen Gadol since he was not answered. V'hachi Tanya B'Seder Olam says Rashi, Gavi Arunu B'Barchol Mipnei Avshalom Yatzimo Achiala B'Mala Hazesim. He went to the place where the olive trees were. V'nishal B'Rum V'Tumim V'Nisalik Avyasar Minakuna Gadol. In that place, when Avyasar was not entered in the Rum V'Tumim, he was removed from the post of Kohen Gadol. So then, Nichnas Tzadok Mitach Tachtav, Tzadok had replaced him. K'dichsiv Vayomer HaMelech L'Tzadok Heshev Es Ha'aron. You should go and become Kohen Gadol. So then the Gemara says, Meisiv Rabba Bar Shmuel. Rabba Bar Shmuel asks the question, Vayihi L'Josh Alokim Kol Yimei Zecharya HaMevin Beros Alokim. So this apostle gets found in Divrei Yomim, and was when they went to seek out word from Hashem during the times of Zechariahu. The one who's maven biros lakim from seeing Hashem. What does that mean? My lab burma tumim. This is not a reference that during the time of Zechariah, who's after David Shlomo, that they were able to be darish in the burma tumim. Says lo benavim. It's not when we talk about the ros lakim, the seers of Hashem. We don't refer to the burma tumim. We're referring to the nevim. That's the nevim still were functioning during the times of Zechariah. Tashma, they bring a raya. Now mishachar beis hamikdash, from the beis hamikdash was destroyed. Rishon. Beis HaMikdash Rishon was destroyed. Batlu Ari Migrash. The Ari Migrash was destroyed. These are the cities of the Levim that they lived in. Upasku Urmatumim, and the Urmatumim also ceased to function. Upasak Melech Beis David, and there's no longer the line of Beis David as kings. Vim Lichshach Adam Lomer. If a person wants to ask a question, Vayomra Hisrashta Lahem Asher Lo Yochlu Mikodesh Kodashim Ad Amun Kain Lo Urmatumim. So this apostle gets found in Ezra. And Hatashah said to them, that which you don't eat the Kodesh Kodashim until the Kohen stands in the Urim V'Tumim. So what does this mean? So Amar Lo, he says to him, so if you look at Rashi, Rashi says the question is, Ad Amar Kohen Gadol, Amar Havu Urim V'Tumim, Bei Sheni. This apostle in Ezra is referring to Bei Sheni, right? Ezra came back from the Kodesh Bavel, that's Bei Sheni. So you see, by the time of Bais Sheni, they still had Urim V'Tumim. That was a reference in the pasuk here. We said that Urim V'Tumim no longer existed when the Beis HaMikdash Rishon was destroyed. So how come they could be referring to Urim V'Tumim during the times of Ezra? So if that's the question a person is going to ask, so Amalo called them. It's like a person who says, Sha'omer L'Chaver, says to his friend, Ad Sheyichyu Meisim Yom Moshiach Ben David. So it's not a problem. Why? I think it's saying up until the point when it comes. Not that there was Urim V'Tumim, but that was the future. That's what they were anticipating. Let's see this. So what it's saying here is that not that there was Urim V'Tumim during the times of Bais Sheni,
right, just, and the Mashiach comes.
Exactly.
That's when you're going to get the Urim V'Tumim.
But in the end of the day, what the implication of this Braisa is that there seemed to have been Urim V'Tumim during the entire period of the Bais Rishon. And we said before, it wasn't during the times, it wasn't functioning during the entire period of the Bais Rishon. So the Gemara explains, Ella, what you should say is, Ella Amr of Nachman Bar Yitzchak Man Nevim HaRishon. Who are the earlier prophets? Because remember, the Mishnah told us when they were batel, the Nevi'im Rishon were batel, then they no longer had the Urim V'Tumim. So we're saying David, Shmuel, and Shlomo, when they died, there's no longer Urim V'Tumim. But there's still 100 years after Shlomo, a few hundred years after Shlomo, the Bais Rishon was still functioning.
It's also interesting, why would, if it says Shlomo, why they would say David?
Right.
I mean, it makes no sense.
Right, I hear. So either way, we see that, but after Shlomo died, there no longer was Umar Tumim, even though there's still many hundreds of years during the period of Bayis Rishon. But this Bayis Rishon seems to indicate that they had the Umar Tumim during the entire Bayis Rishon. So Gemara says, no, you know who the Nevi'im Rishonim are? They weren't David, Shlomo, and Shmuel. Rather, Lafuke Mechage Zechari Malachi Dachronim Ninu. It refers to the Nevi'im too much later on in history, until you got to the last Nevi'im. The Tanur Rabbanan, the Brisa tells us that Mishemesu Chagai Zechariah Malachi Nistalka Ruach Hakodesh Miyisrael. When they died, these Nevi'im Achronim died. There's no longer Ruach Hakodesh afterwards. V'Yafal Pikin. Still, nonetheless, even though there wasn't Ruach Hakodesh, still Hayu Mishtamishin BeBaskel. They were still listening for the heavenly voice that would come out from Shemayim. Shpamach has one time Hayu Mesubin Baliyas Beis Gurya. They're one sitting in the attic of this place, Biricho. And Nasalem Baskel min Shemayim, and a heavenly voice came down to Amra and says, Yesh Bechem Adam Echad Sheroit Shetishka Shechina Lav. One of the Chashid people among you is worthy of the Shechina resting on him. Elashain Dora Roy Lekach, but the generation is not Roy for this. And Nasnu Enayim, they all start to look at Hillel HaZaken, and they knew he was the one he was referring to, that Baskel was referring to. Uch Shemes, when Hillel had died, Hispidu, Gazuntai, they had gave a tremendous eulogy. Hey Chesed, hey Anav, what a tremendous Chesed, what a tremendous Anav, Tamido Shel Ezra, a student of Ezra, Veshub Pamacheres, another time, Hayim Vesubin Ba'aliyah B'Yavna, the attic is located in Yavna, Nasul Lehem Baskel Min Shemayim, a different heavenly voice came out of Amra, Lehem Yesh Bechem Adam Echad Sheroi Shetishcha Shina Lov, same idea, Elashain Dor Zochen Lechach, and Nasun Anem B'Shmua Katan, tremendous stories we have about Shmua Katan, the common denominator between Shmuel and Hillel, is they are both tremendous Anavim. Tremendous. We have a number of stories about each of them. Nevis is really, the Nevis is the key to this. The name is Shmuel HaKatan. Uch Shemes, when Shmuel HaKatan had died, Hispidu, they eulogized him. Hey Anav, hey Chassid, what a tremendous son of, what a tremendous Chassid he was. Tamido Shehillel, he was a student of Hillel. Vafu Amar B'Shas Misaso. And he said, during his death, Shimon V'Shmal L'Charva V'Chavro L'Katla. So who, Shmuel HaKatan was saying this when he had died? So he said that Rabbi Shmuel, the Kohen Gadol, was to be destroyed by Cherev, by the sword, as well as Shimon, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Hanasi. And the friends were going to be killed, Lekatla, other types of misos. Ushar Amma, the rest of the nation, Lebiza, will be disgraced. Ve'akan Sagin Asidin Lemesa Al Amma. And tremendous Tzars Gedolos are going to fall upon the nation. So I guess it's referring to some level of a nevuah he had, Ruach HaKodesh. That Shechina was Shora on him. He had some high level understanding. Vafal Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Bikshulomar Hechas Heanov. They also wanted to give such a eulogy, even though it's such a short eulogy, but this is a eulogy that would be desired by anyone. He wanted to say this about Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, but Elashin Nitifa Shah, the time was very taken from them. It was very, since he was killed by the Malchus. Shane Maspidan Harugi Malchus, the klal is when you get murdered by the Malchus, you're not allowed to eulogize because it looks bad. You can't eulogize saying that they killed an innocent person, so they're not able to say this about Yehuda ben Baba. But what we see from all this, though, when we say Mishabatla in Nevi'im Rishonim, we're not referring to the first three. We're referring to all the Nevi'im that existed before Nevi'im Achronim. So Nevi'im Achronim, Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Anyone before that, the Vim Rishonim, they were having Urim Tumim functioning.
They were, according to what you said, they were on the Bayis Sheni.
Right, they were the end of the Bayis Sheni. Not the end of the Bayis Sheni.
Vehem Chayu Bet Kufat Binyan Bayis Sheni. It seems that the ones before them, nobody was on the.
Right, they're in the Bayis Sheni, the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, I believe.
Whoever was in Bayit Rishon was Rishonim, and whoever was in Bayis Sheni was Acharon.
And therefore, anyone. All the Nevi'im who lived, or anyone who lived during Bayis Rishon, there was the Urim Tumim functioning during the entire Bayis Rishon.
Here it says that the Raman Pirs Amishnevena, Lekachem Iker Nevi'im Rishonim, Ipne Shayuch, Echshehim Chayu Bizman Bayit Rishon.
There's a machlokas whether or not they actually had the Urim Tumim during Bayis Sheni. It just didn't work, or they didn't even have it.
Well, the Urim Tumim really was the passage that they put inside. Because really it was the breastplate, the Urim Tumim. What we call Urim Tumim is the pasuk that they
But there's a machlokas Rambam Ravid,
and Rashi tells us in Yuma whether or not that Urim and Tumim that you're referring to was part of the Big Day Kuna and necessary, or if they weren't, if the Kohen Gadol weren't wearing it, it would be considered Mechusa Kippurim. So one assumes that it was part of the Big Day Kuna, and therefore they had to have had it during Bayis Sheni. It just didn't work. And the other, I forget who says what, that no, it wasn't true. It wasn't part of the Urim V'Tumim. It wasn't part of the Big Day Kuna, and they didn't have the physical pasuk. They actually bring an interesting raya. Once heard someone bring a raya from Rashi El Torah when it comes to Moshe when he spoke to Kadosh Baruch Hu at the Sneh, and he comes back, and Aaron's so happy to see him, and so happy and that he got such kavod, and Aaron wasn't jealous of Moshe Benu. And the zechus was that he was zochah to the Urim V'Tumim. So how could he be zochah to Urim V'Tumim? Wasn't that a necessary part of the Big Day Kuna that was needed? So the fact that he was zochah to this, it sounds like Urim V'Tumim was something added on, and the Urim V'Tumim is not part of the Big Day Kuna, and therefore it would not be Mechusa Kippurim if a person were not to wear the Urim V'Tumim. Anyways, let's go weiter. Gemara now says four wide lines down. 15 minutes.
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, Taner Rabbanan. Shemir, the Shemir, this worm, Shebo Bono Shlomo's Beis HaMikdash, that basement that Shlomo used to build the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ba'bais Bivnoso, Evan Shlema. The house was made, the Ba'is was made of full stones. Masa Nivna Hadvarim Kedivre Divre Rabbi Yehuda. So I guess the words are meant to be taken literally, that they only used full stones. They didn't chop anything. They didn't cut, break any stones. It was all whole pieces. I think that's what Rabbi is saying, right?
It's saying that you didn't really need the shamir because they took them the way they were. They were full pieces. You didn't need to cut them. So what would they use the shamir for?
The public says, Evan Shlema. Comes on Amalei Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Nechemiah says, Rabbi Yehuda, v'chi efshar lomar kein. Is it possible to say this? V'halo kvar nemar. Doesn't the pasuk already tell us in Malachim? Kol Eila Avanim Yikaros, all these heavy rocks, Megomer Megororos Bamegera, were cut. Megoros Bamegera means they had cut with swords or something, knives, saws, whatever they used. Imkein Matam Lomar. So what does it mean then they cut? Is it cut or were they Evan Shlema? Lo Nishma Bebeis Bivinasa, that there is no sound heard, no cutting heard in the base of Mikdash. How could that be? They cut things. So what it means is, Shehaya Maskin Mibachutz, Vimachnis Mibifrim. They would do all the chiseling outside and then bring them in all prepared. Fine. So the Gemara says now, Amar Rebbe says, Niren Divrei Rebbe Yehuda Babne Mikdash. When it came to Ave Mikdash, which refers to what? The Beis HaMikdash itself. What does Ave Mikdash refer to? I think, okay, he's saying, when it comes to Avnei Mikdash, I'm not sure what that refers to. But Rabbi Nechemiah, Rabbi Nechemiah, Bavni Bayis. Based on, what's the difference?
His own house, you know, he made a palace.
His own house, In the base of Mikdash, so then they didn't use any chiseling. When it came to his palace, that's where they used. Okay. Rabbi Nechemiah, Shamir Lamai, Asa. So what was the need for the Shomri? Rabbi Nechemiah thinks that everything was taken outside, meaning Rabbi Yehuda says you couldn't hear, there was no chisel sounds in the Beis HaMikdash. So how would they break things? How would they, not everything was the right size, so the Shomri came along, the Shomri didn't make any noise. But according to Rabbi Nechemiah, were they actually, the men were the ones chiseling everything outside, so there's no need for the Shomri at all, because they're allowed to fix everything outside. It's needed, like Barsa tells us, these stones, you couldn't write ink on them. Which stones are you referring to? The Urim V'Tumim? The Choshen Mishpat? The Avnei Ephod, maybe? Right, the Avnei Ephod and the Choshen.
Right,
all the different names of the Shvatim are written on. You couldn't put ink on them. Mishum Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Pesuchei Choshen, you have to chisel them. You can't write ink on them. V'masartin alem bizemel, you couldn't scrape them with a little knife. Mishum shenemar b'miluasam, they have to be full. They can't be lit, missing anything. How could you? You can't write it. You can't paint on it. You can't chisel them. So what's the solution? Elakoser alem b'dio, so you write it on ink. Umar lehen shamir mibachutz, you show the shamir on the outside. V'nivkalas me'alen, and they would crack on their own. They chisel on its own. Kateinazu. Like a fig cracks in the heat of the sun, doesn't miss anything. It just bikazu shinifkas bimosak shamim veina chaser klum, like a valley cracks during the rainy seasons. So again, they drew out, they painted the names, and then the shamir looked at it and it kind of cracked on its own without chiseling, without missing anything.
What it seems to say is that whatever was, I mean, according to the mashal, is that whatever went out stayed on top of the stone somehow, meaning that nothing was taken out.
To me, it just seemed like it kind of cracked open. All pieces cracked.
Right.
And nothing you didn't chisel away or right. anything. And the cracks, the names. You're like,
right. And nothing. They didn't lose any material.
Exactly. None of the stones fell off. Tanur Rabban, the Baisa says Shamir Zeb Briyaso Kisora. The Shamir starts off as the size of a barley kernel. Umishesh Yume Bracious Niver was created from the 6 days of creation. Vein called Davar Kasha Yachalama Bifano. There's nothing hard that's too hard that can't be broken by the Shamir. Bima Mishamir no so.
They shouldn't escape.
Right. So how do you protect it? Korachin also bespugin shotzemer. You wrap it with sponges of wool. Manichin also beitni shel aver milaya, and you place it in a little tube.
Yeah.
A tube that's full of sove saurin, the barley hops. Sobe is like soap, so
I mean, everything has to be soft, because anything that's soft, he cannot.
Right.
Whatever is hard, he can.
Mm-hmm. So Amar Rabbi Ami says, Mishachar v'mikdash rishon, but lashira parnada. When the Bais Rishon was destroyed, they no longer had this material. What, how do you say this in English? Was it silk? Some type of silk?
Mean mesh.
Silk and zechuchis levan and white glass. They didn't have that anymore. They no longer was available, even though we do have it. They weren't as nice as they used to be. Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa says the same thing. Mishachar Mikdash Rishon, Bala Shira, Parnada, Vila Zechukas Levana, Varecha Barzel. And this Brisa adds a third thing. They didn't have good shoe, what do you call them? Horseshoes?
Varecha Barzel, 39. Shikashar Mikdash, Shakeluha Drachim, Viloha Yalar.
Iron chariots. Okay, iron chariots. They didn't have, which they did. I guess they weren't as good. They also didn't have this type of congealed wine that came from the area Misnir. Congealed wine, was it referred to? Yeah. Hadoma ki igule dvela, that was similar to these fig cakes. Okay, these things were all lost after the destruction of the Bais Rishon. Nofes Tufin, what's Nofes Tufin? The world wants to know. My Nofes Tufin, Amarav Solas, some type of flower, Shetuf Agave Nofa, that floats on top of a sifter. Vidoma Lisa, Shinil Nilosh B'Devash V'Shemen, and it's similar to a dough that had been kneaded with honey and oil. Okay, I'm not exactly sure what it means exactly. But I guess it's saying then the flour is so juicy, it would float to the top. It floats to the top from all the juices and the fats and the oils. It was so delicious and tasty that we don't have any more. The Levi Amar Shtei Kikaros Hanidbakos Betanur, two pieces of dough that are attached to each other, Betovchos, and would expand. Ubalz Ad Shemagia Zuluzu, and they expand so much it would fill the entire tanner up from both ends. That's where the type of bracha of the dough that existed, that was batel as well. Bishuben Levi Amar Zedvash Haba Minatifa, referring to honey that came from a certain area of Eretz Yisrael that no longer existed. So my mash words is, how do you learn this out from, we said again, the mission was telling us Nofes Tufim. How do you get from Nofes Tufim to Dvash? So they say, Kedim Targim, Rav Shesha, that Rav Shesha would explain, Kima dinasin divriyasa v'shaitin berome alma u'mitayin dvusha miyisa Torah. So what's Rosh Hashanah saying? So he said there's a pasuk that says in Dvarim, kasher tasena ha-dvarim, like the dvarim, the bees would do. So what's the targum there? Kima dinasin divriyasa, like the briyasa would, nutsin would be to like cut, the shaitin berumi alma, they would fly, hover in the higher parts of the world, umasin duvsha mispei tura, and they would bring honey from the Israel's grass of the tura of the mountains. So we see from here this lashon. How do you see the connection of the lashon here? So Sifya is referring to high mountains, the peaks of mountains. So we see from this pasuk that this is where the dvorim would get the honey from, the peaks of mountains. And that's how we know that to be true. Tanan Hasan, the Mishnah tells us, Kol Nitzok Tahor. So Kol Nitzok Tahor is referring to any drink Tahor that you do from one kli to a kli tame, it will be Tahor. So let's say I have a drink in this kli, which is tahor, and I pour it into a kli tame, that drink will still remain tahor. I mean, the fact that it's pouring and they're connecting to each other, that's okay. Chutz midvash zifim vatzpichim, except for if I'm pouring honey from a kli tahor into a kli tame, the honey will connect the two kalim and make the initial one tame as well. Since they're so thick, we view this as really connecting the kli tahor to the kli tame. So my zifim, what zifim that refers to in the Mishnah here? Rabbi Yochanan Dvash Shemizayfin Bo. It's referring to honey that's been mixed with water and wine, and that's also the same klal happened to honey as well. Even though it's been diluted a little bit and softened and more liquidy, it still has the din of Dvash. Reish Lakish Amar Al Shem Komo. It's talking about honey that came from a particular area. Like the Pasuk in Yeshua says, Zif Vatelam Uvalos. Honey that came from an area called Zif. In a similar way, it says, Ata Omer, Bivo Hazifim Vayomu Lashal Halo David. We find the same pasuk, a different pasuk rather, that calls Zifim as referring to a location. My Zifim, Amrim Yochanan, Bnei Adam HaMizayfim Tverim, people who are Meshakim, Mizayf, who forge things. We find that all the time, Mishar Shtar Mizuyof is a forged star. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Al Shem Mekomo, no, it's based on the place where they come from, Kedichsev Zif Vatelm Uvalos.
Alright.
Maybe we'll stop here, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, long daf. What are we going to do on